Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth, and that is Radio Law Talk. Hello, I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Cunin, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Look, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to talk to us about anything, or if you don't even want to be on the air, just talk to Cal Hunter, our producer, the famous Cal Hunter, our producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. You can call in and personally talk with him. That is very rare to be able to talk to the master behind the buttons. And so that's what you can do. Don't forget, we're only talking about general topics of law. Don't listen to us. Just have fun and enjoy yourself. Seek counsel. We're not giving you advice. All right? And when I say seek counsel, you can seek marriage counseling if you want. You can seek counseling for your children if you have wayward children, or you're wayward and your children are seeking counseling for you.
Tips from Todd. There's another counseling.
Yeah, TT, tips from Todd. Well, there's not tips for Todd. It's Todd being able to be the emotional support lawyer for certain single ladies out there, what he wants to do. Yes. And I'm not going to get in detail, but this weekend, those of you who love our show and follow our personalities and who we are, I have a Los Angeles home that we rent out. And may I say this? It doesn't rent out for $1,000 a month. But we had a certain celebrity that is interested in renting my house.
Todd?
And Todd has decided that he will be the emotional support pool man at our house in Southern California.
I offered that you could use this as a perk, a rental perk. It comes with its own live-in pool boy, masseuse.
Oh, now we've
lawyer,
gone to live-in.
Legal counsel.
You know, what I think he really meant is like from Game of Thrones, he wanted to be the Hand.
Well, yes.
So that's the emotional support Todd with us. Look, we're going to talk about a couple of other things that we're excited about today. And when I say excited, there's nothing exciting about the law that we talk about.
Who had 3 minutes on their office pool before the show went off the rails? Because whoever had that, you won.
That's exactly right. That's why Fred changes the subject quickly. We're going to talk about Murdoch. Remember, we talked about Murdoch, and I'm telling you, I'm not saying we're perfect, but we're pretty dang close to perfect. Because you know why we're perfect in nailing what's going to happen with all these cases? Because we have to deal with Cal in case or no case. So that is the most difficult thing. It's honed our skills, and we're really good at determining what's going to happen. Well, Murdoch, I think he's going to get a new trial, which, by the way, it's kind of funny. You think about this. Okay, he's getting a new trial, but he's still going to jail for the rest of his life for these other things.
That he's pled guilty to.
So it's like, why go through the process? That's the only kind of thing that irritates me a little bit about the wonderful process in the United States. He's going to jail for the rest of his life. Why are we retrying him on these murder cases when he's already going to be in jail the rest of his life anyway?
He may take a plea deal that is a concurrent sentence.
But why does it matter to me?
EGO wants to be in the light.
And I agree, but they want to say, I want to die saying that I was not guilty of murdering my wife and my child. So maybe that's what it gets down to. But The government's going to spend a lot more money prosecuting another case. We're going to talk about that coming up. I don't want to get in detail. We can talk about that. We're going to talk about minor league baseball and some possible litigation issues there. We're going to talk about a chiropractor for the stars having some slight issues. And I don't mean slight in a demeaning way, but in a way that's very important. Ghost guns ruling, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a California judge just rules on assault guns. We're going to talk about Kim Kardashian, because that's what Todd said. As we determine, we have so many topics and so many cases this week to talk about, we roundtable and discuss what's the most important ones we want to talk about. And Denise mentioned Kardashians, and he said, oh, yeah, we're talking about that one. All right, Todd's going to talk about Kardashians. And then there's Alec Baldwin. Oh, my gosh, it's almost like he's becoming almost the Johnny Depp of Radio Law Talk. So we got Alec Baldwin, what the latest is on that. I think that's never going to end. Alec Paul. How many kids does he have? Does anybody know?
Seven, I think. Six or seven. I can look it up real quick.
No, I guess it's Kevin Costner has more, doesn't he? No.
No.
Who's the one that has a lot?
Well, they all do.
They all do.
Well, that they know about?
No. What's the name of the older gentleman, the actor, the really good actor?
Yes, we just talked about him.
Yes, he has a bunch of kids, and he just had a child recently.
Yes,
he's in his 80s.
Yeah, he's an old guy in his 80s. Okay.
Why is it?
Sopranos? Pacino.
No, not Pacino, the other one.
Yeah, the other one.
Bob De Niro?
Yes,
is it Robert De Niro?
Yes.
Sorry, Robert De Niro.
Rob.
Is it Robert De Niro?
Well, I called him Bob, but, you know.
And then what we're going to do after that is we're going to do hour three. We're going to have what's called a quick take. We're going to tell you what we want you to remember. But it is the 21st of October, 2023. And I did note seven. Who's got seven?
Alec and Hillary. She just gave birth to their seventh child.
Seven. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So who's got a bunch, Denise?
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro. How many does he have?
I'm looking him up right now. Okay, seven kids.
Seven. Okay.
But he has a brand new baby.
Right.
Thought you were talking about Nick Cannon.
Well, he's also. But, I mean, having a child at 80?
You know what? I don't know what that has to do with Radio Law Talk, but we're sure off the rails talking
medical
about
intervention. That's all I can say. Okay.
What we got is, we've got the 21st of October. It is beautiful out right now. I am so excited for Halloween, because I'm kind of a Halloween guy, and I think next week is the 28th, and we'll probably come in Halloween garb. I know Denise will, but she always
does. But I thought that was going to be a surprise to you guys.
Well, no, we know you will always come in your Halloween garb, so we're excited to see what she's going to dress up as this year. And what was it last year? Weren't you like the German lady? Didn't you, the German, what do you call that, Oktoberfest? Didn't you dress up
like
that?
Und Käse und no Käse.
Like a table person at an Oktoberfest?
I was the Pollyanner, beer Pollyanner.
St. Pauli girl.
There you go.
That's exactly what it was. So it was very interesting. And Todd was going to dress up as that,
too. Of course, she didn't open any bottles, but, you know, whatever.
But Todd was going to dress up as that also.
Yeah.
So, Cal, just give us, I know we're going to go to break really quick. Just a really quick.
I have one of the most difficult case or no cases for you I have ever presented to you about a very famous silent film actor who suffered a tragedy on the set and later appeared in a movie hanging from the hand of a clock with a damaged hand that happened on a movie set. That's coming up on Case or No Case.
Well, then you hang on because we're going to have a good time at this fall beautiful weather. I woke up and there was dots all over my car. Did it rain? Did it rain yesterday? Was it yesterday, Todd? Because I noticed there's all the dots. Was it on your car too?
I didn't see any. There were dots on my car, but I live near a tree, a different reason.
All right, we'll be back. We're going to talk about Case or No Case and get into Murdoch.
Lots of stuff coming up. We are just barely underway on Radio Law Talk, and we invite you to stay tuned because we have a great show coming up for you right here, wherever you're listening, online or on your favorite local radio station. Stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk ahead.
Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for...
What's going on in here?
Nothing.
Just taking a bathroom break.
Oh, come on.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Denise is cracking up about that that last spoof. That's a good one, Cal.
Thank you. You're
doing really good. That's a great, that's the best thing in the world you're doing.
Thank you.
What are you doing in here? All right. It's time for what, Cal?
Well, I think it's time for this. By the way, get your brain ready. One thing I learned in preparing this.
Now it's time to play Case.
What did you learn about how to trick us?
You're not a film major if you stay home and watch Netflix during COVID, because this is, you really got to know your history to get this one.
All right, let's do it.
In the silent film era, there were three great male comedic stars who were automatic bank at the box office. Buster Keaton,
right.
Charlie Chaplin, and the subject of our case or no case, whom we will refer to as Clayton, his middle name.
Mm.
You may remember Clayton as the man hanging from the hands of a clock in the movie called Safety Last. You may Google the image later if you'd like. He lost his thumb and forefinger on a movie set when a bomb that was supposed to be a prop in Safety Last blew up in a photo shoot. And this is the subject of our case or no case.
So wait a minute. So he was hanging there.
This is after the accident.
Right, the accident, something blew up, and he's hanging there from a clock?
Yes, literally hanging from a clock on a live building. This was, he did all of his own stunts.
Wow.
So this guy later became a very good photographer, taking some racy 3D images of Marilyn Monroe, which became, as you might imagine, quite popular. Anyway, Mr. Clayton, after his hand was blown off, was compromised, not blown off, but seriously damaged, he decided to try and sue the studio. Their counter-argument was, you had the bomb in front of you, and you lit the fuse. So Clayton went to his attorney and said, listen, I want to know if I have a case or no case. Todd, I'm going to start with you, because I think it's kind of up your alley as a movie question. Go ahead. Oh, by the way, 10 points if you get the guy's name. 10 points. It's that hard. Go ahead.
Ten points if you get his name. Okay.
Yeah.
People are yelling at right now at the radio.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Oh, I know it!
Yeah. One thing I know is the name is not Clayton. That one I can exclude.
Yeah.
Okay. So, can he sue the studios? And this was a silent film that this occurred in.
1919.
Old
stuff, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll just give the brief answer. I know everyone is shocked at that. I'll say that this is a true story, but not a case, because at the time in 1919, people on any employee, they didn't have a whole lot of rights. I mean, that's why you had the whole right to collectively bargain and the labor union push back in 1937, which was a long time after this, because people in the workforce did not sue. So, true scenario, no case.
All right, Denise, what do you think about this?
Well, I don't know about you, Cal, but I wasn't around in 1919.
I know. I was just born.
Boy.
Long time ago. But very famous. I mean, you know Charlie Chaplin right away. You know Buster Keaton right away.
Yeah, of course.
So there you go. Yeah.
But the third name, no.
I think I got it, so I think I'm going to get the
third. I actually think this. I think that I have to agree with Todd. It's a scenario, but not a case.
Okay, Fred, what do you
think? So let's talk about assuming it is a case.
Okay.
I'm sure we want to do analysis. It's easy to say no case. So
yeah,
the analysis in today's market would be he would have a claim for workers' comp injury. He would not have a claim for third party unless, and this is in all states differ, but in California I'm going to say, but check your state law, but it would be unless the employer put him on in an extremely dangerous situation over and above the normal type of situation that would have caused injury. For example, they have a saw, and the employer has the employee take the saw protection shield off. You can go beyond workers' comp and go after them civilly.
So you're saying having an employee like the fuse of a bomb would probably be that type.
As part of a photo shoot. Yeah.
Right. If they're telling that it very well could step outside the workers' comp realm and you can sue them civilly. But Todd is correct in saying, I think, and Denise, that it just is not in the early 1900s was an issue that they could sue. I mean, like you said, there was no rights back then. So this is a scenario. There's no way he sued. They probably told him, you're going to be banned the rest of your life if you do anything. And he's like, okay. But the most important thing is, I know the guy's name.
And here's what happened.
10 points, right?
When this happened, He was told, you will never work in this business
again. Exactly right.
All right, so...
Wait a minute, but, can we say the name of the person?
Of course you may.
Those 10 points. Yeah. I want to say it before these guys. You guys have a name. If you don't, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to get the 10 points. Because I want to say it, and then they're going to follow.
Well, wouldn't we all get 10 points if we all guess the same name?
But these guys are going to guess first.
Do you have a guess, Denise?
Todd has to go first, because it's right up his alley.
I thought so.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the well-known silent film actor, Bill Smollett. I have no idea.
Bill Smollett. All right, there we go. Denise,
Jesse's dad. Okay.
Hurry, Denise.
I'm going to say his name is Kane.
All right. Ready for it? I got it. Oh,
wait. Well, let me get back to my script. I want to make sure we get this right. Okay.
Ready?
Go ahead, Fred Penny. What is the name of this famous... His character, by the way, was called Glasses.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And by the way, after I give my prediction, we'll just go out, okay? We'll just leave it. We'll just go out to the next...
This is going to be a mic drop moment?
Yeah, mic drop moment. Well, we'll just go out. Yeah. Just don't say anything. Just go out.
We have a minute to go, so take your time.
Well, but I'm saying you could just do your exit.
Right? How did you come to this conclusion?
I just know it. This is the weird things you know. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
There it is. It's the famous silent movie guy.
Yeah.
Cal Hunter.
His name is Harold Lloyd. And I'm telling you, he was so big, he made $1.2 million per picture in the 1920s.
Wow.
He ended up becoming his own producer until his character ran out of fashion. But he did get an Oscar for being overall achievements and being a good citizen.
Wow.
Gee, who was that a slap at in the silent film era? Known communist Charlie Chaplin, right?
Yeah.
Citizen Kane, that's how I got the name Kane.
Yeah, so there you go. So
All right, we'll be back after this.
Harold Clayton Lloyd. Look up the picture if you want, called Unsafe or something like that. We'll be right back. Hold on. This is Radio Law Talk. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News
News Update. Fresh off the fourth GOP debate at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa earlier this week, Nikki Haley back in Iowa Friday, campaigning in Sioux City, saying she just needs to have a good showing there. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, whose campaign has yet to catch fire with voters, says he has no plan of dropping out of the race at this time and is focusing his efforts on campaigning in Michigan. Now, looking at some of the recent polling in New Hampshire ahead of the GOP primary there, a CNN survey finds Christie in third place with 14% of the vote, Nikki Haley at 20%, and former President Trump with 42% of the vote as it stands right now. In other news, award-winning actor Ryan O'Neal has died at the age of 82, his son Patrick confirming the news on social media. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
From your cheap shoes and your faded jeans, I'm guessing the only house you're in the market for comes with wheels. Now look, I'm a busy man. My time is extremely valuable. I prefer not to have it wasted by some hayseed.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Oh, I need that.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
So we're on Case or No Case. Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin are the famous silent film individuals, but Harold Lloyd in 1920 was making a film called Safety First. And
Safety Last.
Yep. I mean, Safety Last. Yep. And it shows the picture. His hand somehow got blown up as he set off a detonation on set. By the way, you look at the picture of him hanging by the clock. For the year 1920, it was the film looked really good. You could see New York way below him, two, three stories. And I literally said to myself, man, they did dangerous stunts back then. He did his own stunts. Sure enough, it didn't show the actual, it was taken in the studio, and he literally had 4 feet below him a mattress in the floor. So it was not really on a high rise.
It wasn't super risky, yeah.
It wasn't risky at all, but it looked really realistic for the 1920s. Now, Cal is going to tell us whether or not that he brought this lawsuit for getting injured with his hand, and there's pictures of him with his injured hand back in the 1920s. Now, Cal brought up this interesting fact. He said he was one of the highest paid actors, that even though you only heard about Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin, at the time in silent films, and got paid approximately $1.2 million a film. Cal,
yep.
I looked up what the value of $1 million is from 1920 to today. Are you guys ready to hear that?
Yeah.
This is what he would have been paid today on $1 million. So you've got to, you know, add more than millions. So at $1 million from 1920 to today, 2023, he would be paid $15,389,450 what he'd be paid. And that's at $1 million, so not 1.2. So I mean, I'm not a mathematician, but you're getting close to $20 million.
He was an absolute superstar, and as a superstar nobody knows now, you know.
Close to $20 million for a show.
And his own production company, and he was the reason that movie companies decided to go to Lloyd's of London and start insuring people on the set, because prior to that, you did your own stunts.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, tell us.
Tell us.
There you go.
Tell us. Tell us whether it was a real case or no case.
Okay, so you're right. Todd is correct. He went to the studio. Basically, they had to work it out amongst themselves. It was not an era where people litigated everything. And that's in this case, he acknowledged the risk and said, okay, I will continue in the business. And look at the money he made.
Wow.
He was worth $6 million, $6.5 million when he died. And also helped develop a 3D camera that he used to take nice pictures of Marilyn Monroe. The book's still available
out
there.
That's interesting. Yeah. Inflation.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've seen these pictures, and it shows him in his later life. It shows pictures of him with his hand all taped up and stuff. But, yeah, it looks like he did a lot of films, too, though.
Quite a story, I thought.
He was probably pretty popular in those days walking around. You know what? Isn't that amazing how this man was... I'd say in the 1920s, probably anywhere he went, don't you think they knew who he was?
Oh, yeah. With his glasses on, especially. Without them, not so much. But yeah, with the glasses.
He was well known for his glasses and that hat.
Right.
And the straw hat.
Yeah,
right. And I'll tell you right now, nobody knows who he is. It absolutely means nothing in life. And that's, I always give those stories about people who think they're all that. Oh, it doesn't matter in the end. We all have, I'm getting on a soapbox. What, two lines on our epitaph? And that's all that matters. You know, one of the most famous guys that I just looked up to as a singer was a guy for the Cars. And his name was Benjamin Orr.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Orr was a phenomenal singer. Man, he was a superstar. He's in a little tiny, you know, little grave out in Missouri or some small town, and nobody remembers.
We all end up the same place, one way or the other.
I saw the famous a little meme that shows house of a billionaire and a poor pauper, and it showed like this shack and then this mansion, and house after they died, it shows both of equal graves, you know, both of them have a grave that's like the same.
There you go.
All right, Alec Murdaugh. Todd, you just tell us what's going on, or Denise, both of you guys, you know, this is, don't forget, we talked, let me to back up, there was an issue with the court clerk, supposedly, the allegations were, from a few of the jurors, that this woman, who was an elected official, was influencing the jury in a number of ways. And before Alec Murdaugh was found guilty of murdering his mother, his wife and his son, what were some of the things that she told them? Do you guys remember that?
I remember a few of the things. The one in particular was the one juror who was dismissed. You might remember her as the dozen eggs juror.
Yes.
For which she was dismissed, that she had to go back to jury room and get her hard-boiled eggs. That juror alleges one of the reasons she was dismissed were a claim that she was talking about the case to her former husband, and that the former husband posted it on Facebook. And the allegation is the source of all of that, what the jurors claim, rumor and falsehood, that the source of all that was this county clerk, Becky Hill. And that Hill point blank asked the juror before she was dismissed, are you voting not guilty or guilty? And the juror says, I haven't made up my mind yet. And that juror also said that she saw Hill having conversations with other people, one who would later become the foreperson of the jury. So that's one set of allegations, which, if true, completely improper.
Well, she might even have some criminal. That might be criminal.
Yeah, but completely improper from the standpoint of affording a defendant a fair trial.
Yeah.
Other allegations were that before Murdaugh took the stand to testify on his own behalf, the clerk made some mention to the jury along the lines of, this guy knows how to lie, don't you believe him, and it essentially tainting the testimony before he even took the stand. Those are some of the allegations that were made. And, you know, unfortunately for Ms. Hill's standpoint, she wrote a book, and she released the book. And the defense motion for a new trial included excerpts from the book that the clerk wrote. And so it's like, yeah, I don't know. That wasn't the brightest thing in the world. But those are some of the allegations about me. So that she, I should point out, that she has denied. She has denied.
I have a question for you. If she did these things, can she be charged with a crime?
You could. Every jurisdiction has some sort of witness tampering. This would be a jury tampering. I don't know. It depends on what the law is there, the jurisdiction. But, you know, certainly the timing of the release of her book and the allegations and then some of the jurors that came forward to say, yeah, she said this to me and she said this to me, gave a lot of fuel to the fire for Murdaugh's defense team to file this brief or to file this request with the appeals court. It's kind of interesting how they do this in South Carolina. The defense files a motion with the appeals court to get permission to then go and lobby the trial court at the trial level with evidence and witnesses to lobby the trial court for a new trial. And that's why we're talking about this here, because the appeals court in South Carolina just gave the Murdaugh defense team a win saying, yeah, have at it. Go ahead, and you are free to lobby the trial court for a new trial based upon the evidence that you have here.
And the trial court has said they're going to, as soon as next week, take evidence.
Yeah, quick. They said they're going to get on this.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was one thing in this whole case that amazed me. How quick they went from verdict to sentencing. In criminal law, sentencing out here in California is so different. From verdict to sentencing, so it could be months. Mm-hmm. This verdict came down, and they handed down the sentence the next day. Just
wow.
They don't waste time. They get at it.
And now they're going to have an evidentiary trial on whether or not this court clerk did this.
That's going to be I hope they televise it, because that's
I hope if it's true, if this is actually true, that they go she can't walk away. This is ridiculous.
She's an elected official, right?
This ruins our people's belief in the judiciary, right?
I wonder if she could be impeached.
Oh, that's she's going to step down.
But in that state with the Murdaughs running things the way they did, I wonder how much faith people had in it anyway, from a long-distance view, if you look at all of that.
We'll be back. We'll be back.
Tough questions. This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
But I'm going to ask you again, what the heck do you want?
You are a loser.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
So a little bit of trivia on the side. That little girl that you hear said you are a loser, the one that does all our memes. That little girl is now 9 years old.
Wow.
And is in a different division. But just won the acrobatic national championships in Indianapolis.
Cool.
A few months ago on teams, like they do the tricks with the teams, they throw her. She's the top, and they got the stronger girl in the bottom. And
well, she's a pyramid.
Yeah, she's the top person. So it's the two,
awesome.
And they do all the acrobats. She does the stand up on her hands, and with one hand she'll do a split with one hand, and you know, upside down, and just, you know, she's the one that puts her hands down on the floor and will just lift her legs and just sit there and spread them out and then walk. It's just crazy the way they do.
I've seen video posted mm-hmm. by her folks right. Of her gymnast abilities, and
crazy.
It is absolutely amazing. I cannot fathom having that kind of control and balance,
right.
And it's amazing.
And flexibility, too.
Flexibility. Right? Well, you know how they've got the blocks? They put their hands down, they lift up, and then they put their legs out, and they'll just sit there, you know? And then she does that, and then she takes one arm off. She's got one hand on a block.
Wow.
And she's doing that, like, legs out. Anyway, wow. That's that little girl that you hear on all of our memes. We appreciate her.
Genetically, she got that from Fred, Todd. Did you know this?
No.
No.
No. No. No. Okay. All right. Let's talk about baseball. So Todd and I, and we're not trying to leave Denise out, but Denise's office is further away from us. And Todd and I were talking, probably two, three days ago. It was like kind of a lunch break. And the California just passed a law concerning – okay, well, let me back up before we see the passed law. I've always asked Todd this multiple times over the years. Todd is a broadcaster for minor league baseball, and it's all these independent leagues that he is a broadcaster for, and they're leagues that where these players are just trying to get their shot at making it to the big leagues, and there's literally major league scouts are watching these players in these independent leagues. They're not part of the major league baseball, because major league baseball does have a minor league system, but these are the offshoots where the guys are just trying to make it, right?
Yeah.
And they get paid $35 a game, or, you know, a stipend of here's a burrito, right? And they just don't get paid. And they travel on buses, they do all that stuff. I said, Todd, how do they get around the rules under California for employment, the EDD and the work stuff? And apparently there is an exception that they are not required to basically follow those specific type of laws that a normal employee receives and rights they receive. And what just happened the other day?
Yeah, and look, about 2 years ago, Major League Baseball reorganized their minor league system. And the reason this is coming to the forefront is in doing so, they lopped off about 25% of the minor league system. And so those cities, especially in the state of California, that used to have Major League Baseball affiliated minor league ball clubs had to turn to independent leagues to fill their stadiums in the summer. And this is what happened about a week ago, signed into law in the state of California. You know, the requirement in the state is you have to pay an employee. Just any employer has to pay an employee minimum wage, and they have to pay overtime. In the state of California, overtime is if you work more than 8 hours in a day and or 40 hours in the week, and the overtime laws apply. And the recent amendment provides certain exceptions to that law, and the only exception related to baseball is if you're part of a minor league baseball system that has a collective bargaining agreement covering the minor league system, and the collective bargaining agreement, your negotiators have 10 years experience collective bargaining for minor league baseball. Yeah, here's what's going to happen.
Before that, though, that exception included the minor league baseball teams. They didn't have to have all these experts and collective bargaining things, right?
Yeah, it was
in the works, kind of.
It was foggy as to how they got their exemption. You know, the cheerleaders sued in Southern California and lobbied to get cheerleaders included as employees, because cheerleaders in California for pro football teams used to get squat as far as payment, and they have to be treated as employees. What this does now is any argument that a minor league team would try to make that is not affiliated with Major League Baseball. I mean, the question from the state of California is going to be, okay, you got these guys playing ball for 4 hours a night for baseball, and then they train and they do
travel.
All this stuff, and they have the travel time. Are they getting minimum wage for that? Because the state of California says if they're not part of a collective bargaining agreement, they have to be paid minimum wage as a minor league. The only exemption are minor league baseball teams that are part of a collective bargaining agreement. Well, that's only going to cover the baseball, currently, the minor league baseball teams that are affiliated with a major league team. In Sacramento right now, you've got the Rivercats. That's the AAA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. Well, there's a collective bargaining agreement that covers them, then they're exempt from this law. But if you ain't part of that, and you're a minor league ball player, your team is going to be covered. And that'd be great if the team said, all right, we'll go ahead and pay everybody. There may not be revenue there.
Yeah.
There's not enough money in those minor league teams. I'm telling you, you know about them. I know about them. We usually bring up lawsuits and talk about that, but this law. Everyone's like, well, that's California. They're kind of crazy, which is true. Sometimes they are. But this is going to start, you know, trickling down to all the other states. And the baseball here in California, as we know it, the smaller leagues that are fun for Saturday night for the kids to go watch these up-and-coming future people, it's going to disappear.
Yeah.
Because they don't make money. I mean, Todd and I know, generally speaking, like an average team in these different leagues – that are just below a minor league team, official Major League Baseball minor league team, they're lucky if they net $500 to $1,000 a game, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So to pay these individuals is not going to work out. So that's something we're going to keep an eye on and see what happens. But here you go. It's going to start happening. Talking about Major League Baseball and baseball sports in general, we were now. Denise, do you get chiropractic sometimes? Do you get chiropractic care?
I do. I almost go every week. I try to go once a week.
And so, there's wonderful chiropractors out there and medical people, medical physicians and chiropractors and physical therapists and primary care physicians. But there's always one or two that maybe go a little bit too far. And I know, you guys know I have ties in the NFL, and I do know a number of players, and I advise some players in the NFL. And there are certain doctors and there are certain chiropractors they use. I know of one NFL player that would fly one out from another city or another state just to come and give him his chiropractic adjustments prior to games. So what happened, Denise, here with this chiropractor that was a famous chiropractor for the Stars? That is the football and baseball, whatever, Stars. What happened?
Well, the NBA players, they have their own benefit plan for health care, right? It's known as the Health and Welfare Benefit Plan. And this chiropractor was just... He'd been accused and prosecuted for defrauding that benefit plan. And he has now been sentenced to 30 months in prison and was found guilty of defrauding the NBA benefit plan. And here's the part about that I don't know. I don't know if a chiropractor has to go to prison for fraud, do they lose their ticket to practice? You know, I don't know the answer.
I would think they... The answer is...
Should.
Well, the answer is, I know there's a process. They don't just automatically lose it. They have the right to appeal it, all that type of stuff. And I'm not jumping on doctors and chiropractors and stuff, but they better be careful, because that would scare me to be a doctor or a chiropractor or a physical therapist and be billing these systems, because there's a lot of rules and regulations you've got to follow in your billing practices that are just difficult to make sure you're following it properly. So not jumping on his sides, but, man, you got to be very careful.
Well, the interesting thing was that he was actually convicted, and he was involved with other former NBA athletes in this scheme.
We'll be back after this.
Next hour, Radio Lark Talk starts at 6 minutes after. So if you're listening on the radio, stay tuned. And if it's not there, click over to RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.